The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, December 29th, just two more days till the end of the year, and we are very happy to be with you this morning, as we are every Friday from 10 to 11. If for any reason you'd like to listen to the show again, or you missed some certain parts of it that you found interesting, please tune in tomorrow morning at the same time, 10 o'clock, on either 1470 AM or 95.3 FM. And you can also listen to it on our archive site, which is www.saveaLotNutritionCenters.com. So we offer you every possible way to learn more about what you can do to improve your health. Janet Cimarelli is away on a well-deserved vacation. She will be returning on Tuesday, January 2nd. And she, of course, will be hosting, co-hosting next Friday's show, which is going to be a spectacular show on a product that I think a lot of people are aware of that would like to take advantage of. But today we have a topic that is dear to my heart, because it involves using different products that taste good and do a benefit to the body. And we have what I consider to be the expert in the field of what we're going to be speaking about today, Mr. Steve Smith. And Steve is here with me in Janet's palatial office. So let me welcome Mr. Steve Smith. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Al, and thank you for inviting me to your show.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, because you come with years of experience, which I think you should let our listeners know if they didn't receive our email. So you may want to just touch upon what you've done in the past and what you have accomplished in the last 20 years, which I think is most vital and most important.
Well, almost the last 20 years I've been with the Nugo Protein Bar Company. Prior to that, I developed and actually invented and patented frozen fresh-squeezed orange juice, and then was the largest fresh-squeezed juice operator in the United States. Then subsequently sold the company, and then got involved with two young gentlemen who were getting into the protein bar business, and they asked me to invest with them. And I was intrigued by the protein bar business, so I said, why don't I just come along? And initially, I was going to be only part-time, but I got so excited with the business that now I work the hardest of anybody. And I work with very great people. This is the best group of people I've ever worked with, everyone for the same common goal, to make a better product, more healthy, and taste better, so the consumer will be healthier and enjoy the product.
Well, I know we're going to cover a whole lot of different types of products that your company produces. And I think for the majority of people that listen to the show, one or many of the topics we'll be talking about will apply to them. So I think all the thousands of people that listen to the show right now should pay attention to some of the topics we'll be speaking about. But when you brought along these people, when you joined these people that are with your organization, Steve, you had a sole purpose in mind. You had an objective. And the objective was to reach as many people, giving them a healthy source of a treat. Is that how you'd classify it?
Yes, but basically protein treats. Because most snacks is worthless calories. You can explain the advantages or necessity of protein. So if you're going to eat a snack, our recommendation, and I'm sure yours is, the snack should have protein in it.
Without a doubt. You want to try and avoid carbs wherever possible. They're beneficial as long as they're in the form of vegetables. But if they're in the form of potato chips or pretzels or other carb-laden items, you want to try and avoid that, because it will do the body no good, none whatsoever. When you consider that 70% of the population is either overweight or obese, we have a major problem here in the United States. And it stems from, I believe, what the parents give to the kids, because kids learn to eat what the parents eat. And if the parents are chewing potato chips and pretzels, the kids are going to want potato chips and pretzels. Whereas now they have an alternative, and they've had now for almost 20 years an alternative, but maybe their eyes weren't opened to it. And today we're going to try and benefit everybody by opening their eyes so they're able to take advantage of everything that we're going to be speaking about.
To go along with what you're saying, our principal thought process was to make protein bars taste better than the artificial snacks. If they taste better, people will buy them and enjoy them. And one of the secrets of our company is we are the only company that actually enrobes in real dark chocolate. Dark chocolate is considered healthy chocolate.
Without a doubt.
But what the American consumer is unaware is that dark chocolate could be fake at label dark chocolate. It's really one of the problems is that the federal government has a standard of identity for white and milk chocolate, which does not allow for the substitution of palm kernel oil or vegetable oils for the healthy superfood cocoa butter. But they do not have a federal standard of identity for real dark chocolate. So many companies, almost every company, that enrobes or coats a bar with what they call dark chocolate is fake. How do you know it's fake?
Good question. How do you know it's fake?
You turn the ingredient panel over, and if you see the word palm kernel oil or any type of oil in there, they have removed the cocoa butter, the healthy fat, and replaced it with palm kernel oil. But there's another secret to this. Fake chocolate does not taste good because fake chocolate does not melt in your mouth. Why they do the substitution is so that they can ship the product without climate control distribution. And they do not need special machinery to temper the real chocolate. So they can buy this fake chocolate. They don't need any special machinery. They can coat this bar, and the bars will not melt at high temperature. But what that means to you as a consumer is when you eat it, it will not melt in your mouth. What it does, it tastes like wax.
Mm-hmm.
Real dark chocolate melts about 80-some-odd degrees. What happens is when it goes into your mouth, the natural cocoa butter that's in the real dark chocolate separates from the rest of the coating, which is the non-fat cocoa solids. When it separates, the cocoa butter provides a wonderful, smooth texture that rolls over your tongue. Then, since it's separated from the rest of the coating, the non-fat cocoa solids have the chocolate flavor in it, and it's free to release all the flavor as you eat. So you get this wonderful, smooth texture, and you get this exploding chocolate flavor. Virtually every other bar is fake chocolate, does not melt in your mouth. When you eat it, it tastes like a waxy texture, and usually too sweet. Whenever I discuss this with the consumers, they said, aha, I know what you're talking about.
Well, you made that very clear, and I think our listeners appreciate that. I think it's also important to note that when you ship product, you use distributors to distribute your product to stores, and the trucks are refrigerated so that the melting point never gets to above 80 degrees to where the bars are in danger of melting before they get to the consumer, which I think is most important. Many other companies just use UPS or FedEx when they ship the bars, and the product never melts because it can't melt because it's not real chocolate. So I think that's a fact that people have to be well aware of when they're choosing the product that they need to help improve their health.
So you get taste with real dark chocolate, and you get the health benefit of real dark chocolate. So the consumer is out buying something with labeled dark chocolate that's fake, and they don't have the health benefit.
Well, at the start of the show, we spoke about the amount of people that are overweight and the obesity epidemic that's in our country today. In your experience in dealing with Nugo bars across the country, What has been your experience in determining a specific bar that people can use to help with digestion and help achieve some weight loss that they may be lacking because they're not eating the proper snacks? They're going for the pretzels, potato chips, cookies, and donuts and everything else that's in their eyesight without really analyzing what they should be using. And I know you developed a particular bar, a fiber bar, which I think answers a lot of questions to a lot of people.
Well,
how would you describe it?
Well, the fiber bar is an interesting product. And we were on dark chocolate, and we'll get back to it, because that's on Nugo Slim Bars for diet and diabetics. But since you've gone to the fiber bar, I'd love to talk about it. There are two types of fiber. There's soluble,
right,
and there's insoluble fiber. Mm-hmm. We make a bar called Nugo Fiber Delish. It contains both soluble and insoluble fiber. Soluble absorbs water. That's what you want to do, and you want to make sure that when you eat fiber that you also drink lots of water. It helps you feel full. You won't have as much cravings. You'll slow down your digestion. But the problem with just soluble fiber is that you end up being bloated. Insoluble fiber is interesting. It does not absorb water. So insoluble fiber is the scrubber of the digestive tract, and it bulks up what you're eating. The insoluble fiber triggers the muscles in the digestive tract to want to contract. Therefore, you relieve constipation. So many people that are eating fiber are looking to relieve constipation, but they're buying bars with virtually, or foods with basically only soluble fiber,
mm-hmm,
and they're not getting constipation relief. If you can purchase products with both soluble and insoluble, you will get constipation relief because the body will absorb water and then absorb bulk that will trigger the muscles in the digestive tract to want to contract, and you feel happy. And the beauty of the Nugo Fiber Delish is it's not artificial, and the only sugar that's in there is from natural fruit sugar. It tastes like a soft-baked chewy cookie.
Which makes it very good for the consumer, without a doubt. They feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. They're serving themselves a purpose by using the insoluble fiber, and the taste of the bar helps them stay regular with their bowel movements. Is that what it comes down to?
Perfectly said.
Okay. And it also comes in flavors, which I think makes it even more interesting. You're not confining a person to use one flavor all the time. You're giving them a choice.
There's 8 different flavors, and your consumers should come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers for the best price in the country.
Well, not only that, but they should come today while you're here after the radio show from 11 to 2, taste testing these great bars so people can have an actual opportunity to see what a good bar, a healthy bar, should taste like. And it's hard to beat the composition of what you put into these bars with anything else on the market.
63 million people are looking for constipation relief. They will get it with a
Nugo. 63 million.
They will get it with a Nugo Fiber Delish Bar.
Well, keep that in mind, because we're coming up on a short intermission. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. My special guest today is Mr. Steve Smith. Janet Cimarelli is on a well-deserved vacation. She'll be joining us next Friday, but she will be back to help our customers here at Save-A-Lot starting on Tuesday from 12 to 4. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and genetically modified organisms. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come to Save a Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices, the best prices. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza, 754-307-1655.
Jenna Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, December 29th. We are on the air until 11 o'clock this morning. My special guest today is Mr. Steve Smith. And we're speaking about Nugo bars. And I just wanted to make mention of the fact that everything here at Save-A-Lot today up until 8 o'clock and tomorrow, which is New Year's Eve, we're open until 6 o'clock, is 10% off the everyday low prices. So you definitely want to stock up, take advantage of these great savings, and you definitely want to come in and taste these delicious bars from Nugo, which Steve here has laid out for people to taste test and see how delicious a good bar, a healthy bar, should be. We'll be speaking about the Fiberlicious bars in 8 different flavors. And you design those to help people get a proper bowel movement, enjoy a good bar, and take advantage of improving their health. We started the show speaking about real chocolate. And you brought up an excellent point by letting people know that real dark chocolate is not made with any kind of oil. With a palm oil or any other kind of oil they may use in the ingredient listing is not really benefiting the person eating that bar. You want to avoid bars that say palm kernel oil or any kind of sunflower oil or anything else having to do with an oil. And you want to look for the words real dark chocolate. Or is there anything else they would use, Steve, beside the words real dark chocolate?
No, you're not even sure when they say dark chocolate on the front, whether, and they might even claim real anyway. Nobody's going to stop it.
Right, so they got to check the ingredients.
They got to check the ingredients.
Okay, that's the key.
And know if Nugo says dark chocolate on a product, it's real. We are one of the few in the protein bar category, or any coated bar. Virtually all of them are fake.
Well, let's talk about the Nugo bars with the real dark chocolate that are beneficial to the body. Where not only are they healthy, but they taste good. And I think that's the key. When people choose a bar, they want it to taste good. And if the side benefit is improving the health, that's all the more reason they should be using it. And reasonably priced, which we'll get into sometime later. But let's delve into some of the bars with the real dark chocolate that over the years have proven very effective and very tasteful.
We have a whole assortment of bars with real dark chocolate. We have an organic bar called Nugo Organic. It's all coated in real dark chocolate. Then we have a gourmet dark chocolate called Nugo Dark, which is the prominent sellers for our company. I mean, these bars taste better than a candy bar. So if you eat a Nugo Dark bar, you will have the greatest treat you ever have without having the ingredients you want to avoid in a candy bar. It's 10 grams of protein. It has the right balance of fat, no corn syrup, nothing artificial, just the greatest ingredients that can be made with the most delicious bar you have ever tasted. We also have a Nugo Free bar with real dark chocolate. And free is what its name says. It's free of lots of things, so if you're highly allergic, come in and look at this bar. No gluten, no soy, no dairy. And if you get the Nugo Dark Chocolate Crunch, no fruits, no nuts. It's OU Parv, as many of our bars are, because real dark chocolate would not have milk. So only the real dark chocolate that would have whey protein would not be OU Parv. I'm not sure all your listeners.
Well, we're going to explain that.
All right, go explain. You want me to, or you want to?
OU Parv, for the benefit of the people that are not Jewish, that don't understand what the word means, Parv means you can eat it with either meat or dairy. An OU PARV is a signification from a rabbinical organization that certifies the bar as kosher, which means that...
And dairy-free.
So again, you're able to eat it either with meat or with dairy, and you're eating a clean bar, which is the most important thing.
Also good for people that are lactose intolerant, that need to avoid dairy. They're also vegan. So people can't find protein for vegans. Nugo dark coated bars, unless we're using that category of bars as whey protein, are all vegan. So we have the Nugo free, Nugo dark, Nugo organic. And then the biggest one for probably your listeners is the Nugo slim that's coated in real dark chocolate. It is the most unique bar out there. It's the best diet and diabetic bar ever made, protein bar ever made. And why I can make such a strong statement is I believe we're the only ones that have tested the bar and have proven to have a very low glycemic index. Do you want to explain the glycemic index?
Well, again, I think the people that are facing blood sugar issues, when people go for their blood work, most doctors, and I say most doctors, if their doctors care about their patients, they do an A1C test on them and determine what has been their blood sugar number over the past 3 months. And if the number is over 5, they pay close attention because that number is like the point where if you're going up, you're doing harm. If you're staying at the number or going down, you're doing good. So this goes into the diabetic phase of people that are either pre-diabetic or diabetic, or they have a situation where they have to watch their blood sugar for whatever reason.
But it even goes further. It goes to dieters too. The glycemic index is how fast a food product is digested. So if you have a high glycemic index bar or product, any product, it means when you eat it, you're going to digest it quickly. Diabetics have a certain, type 2 I'm talking about now, have a certain amount of insulin. If they digest food very quickly, they're going to get excess sugar that they're not producing enough insulin in the body, and their blood sugar is going to go up. So a diabetic should want to eat low glycemic foods. Low glycemic foods will not spike their blood sugar. We are the only ones that have tested the bars and can make a claim that we should be very good for diabetics or pre-diabetics. We tested it with the GI labs in Toronto, Canada. There are only two in the world, Toronto, Canada, and Sydney, Australia. What happens is the trial people go on a fast, they test their blood sugar, and then they go and feed a particular product to the patient or trial subject, and then test the blood to see what's happening. We have an extremely low glycemic index. How did we get there? One, we only have 2 to 3 grams of sugar, and that comes in from the real dark chocolate, because you can't coat a bar without sugar. It won't coat. Two, we use chicory root fiber as a sweetener. It's natural, chicory root. Mm-hmm. Virtually everyone in the industry uses a sugar alcohol, usually maltitol. And I caution the consumer, your consumer, worried about dieting or diabetic, that many of the 0 gram sugar bars are horrible for them, and I will explain in a little while.
I wish you would, because I know they're anxiously waiting to hear it.
Okay. So we have low sugar, about five net carbs. We use chicory root instead of the sugar alcohol maltitol. And we have lots of protein, which they need. So these ingredients, along with great taste of real dark chocolate, and chicory root fiber, I should mention, has basically a zero glycemic response. And virtually all other low sugar bars are using maltitol. That ingredient has a glycemic response almost the same as table sugar.
Wow.
So they're writing on their nutritional panel, 0 grams of sugar, but the person is getting spiked as if they were eating table sugar.
So just to clarify this, Steve, so people understand it, if a person has a normal blood sugar of, let's say, 78 to 80, and they eat a bar that is spiked with maltitol or any other sweetener, that number will go over 100.
I don't know the exact number, but they're going to go up.
Okay. Now, with the Nugo bar, if they're...
Nugo Slim.
Nugo Slim, that specific one bar designed solely for the people that have a sugar problem or a glucose problem, would not spike their glucose from 78, 79, 80 up to over 100. It would remain the same because it's a low glycemic bar.
And it will digest slowly. The insulin they have in there that they're naturally producing should maintain their steady blood sugar. So this is unbelievable, this bar. The problem we have is there's so much misinformation or marketing that the consumer is trying to do better, but they're buying a product with maltitol in it. Mm-hmm. Virtually every protein bar made saying diabetic friendly is using the ingredient maltitol. It is really a shame. And the government does not test anything. Nobody's testing anything. We have tested it and certified to it. What had happened was, and I'll have to correct you, but you made the statement that you would assume we went to make a great diabetic bar. We did not go to make a great diabetic bar. We actually went to make the best low sugar bar. And by making the best low sugar bar, we did not want to use maltitol, because maltitol also causes gastric distress and also has an aftertaste. So we use chicory root fiber instead, much more expensive ingredient. What happened is after we made the bar, we discovered that chicory root fiber has a zero glycemic response as an ingredient, and maltitol was almost like eating table sugar. Then we tested it and found out we had a great diabetic bar. But on top of that, when people want to go on a diet, if they eat the 0 gram maltitol infused protein bars, since maltitol is high glycemic, what's going to happen is they're going to digest quickly and then get a crash.
Uh-huh.
And then they want to eat more. If they eat a Nugo Slim bar, it's going to digest slowly. They're going to feel full for a long period of time. So it's actually the best diet or diabetic bar ever made. Wonderfully, deliciously coated in real dark chocolate.
We're going to have an opportunity to take you up on the tasting, because you're going to be here right after the show ends at 11 o'clock until 2 o'clock today, taste testing all these great bars from Nugo Bars. And I look forward to it myself. So I know over the years I've tried many of the bars, and I love the way they taste, the way they feel, and what they do to me. I've been able to maintain my healthy weight through the last 8-9 years, and I'm very happy about it. And Nugo Bars has been part of that, because when I urge something sweet or when I urge something to nosh on, I'm going to go to a Nugo Bar before I go to anything else. I want everybody to listen to the rest of the show. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. This is Al Foreman. Our special guest today is Mr. Steve Smith, and we're speaking about the benefits of the Nugo Bars, which we'll get into in greater depth when we come back from the short intermission. Stay tuned.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot. And always at the best prices. EDLP prices. Everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in. See for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you. The savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman. You're listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, December 29th. My special guest today is Mr. Steve Smith from the Nugo Bar Company. And we're trying to give people some helpful ideas as to what they can do to improve their health, lose weight, maintain weight loss, and use the Nugo Bars as a, I call it a an asset or a crutch to be able to accomplish the goals that you want to accomplish. And Steve is going into great detail about why Nugo bars are more beneficial than many of the other bars that you may find on the market today. Bars that could add weight to you, bars that could endanger your blood sugar levels, and bars that may upset your digestive system. So we're here to discuss the Nugo bars, and we just finished speaking. We didn't just finish, but we're speaking about the Slim bars, which I know people over the years are always looking to lose weight, Steve. And what they have to do is they have to use bars as a substitute. And bars give them a filling or feeling of sensation or satiety when they're eating a bar, so they don't look for other noshes or other things to put into their body that could endanger their program they're on about losing weight. New Year's resolutions, which are coming up on Sunday night and Monday, number one resolution has always been lose weight. We know 70% of the population is looking to lose weight, whether it be 5 pounds or 100 pounds. Makes no difference. But you have to pay attention to some of the information that Steve is going to share. He's also here today from 11 to 2 when the show ends to taste test all these great bars from Nugo. He'll also be able to give you some literature explaining the many benefits of the different bars and what they're composed of. Because some of the bars do have soy, some of the bars do have whey. And we're going to get into that a little bit later as to which have soy, which have whey. But the important thing is you're dealing with a company that's reputable, that has a sole purpose in their whole repertoire to help people accomplish goals. And accomplishing goals by eating a bar is probably the best thing that people can look forward to. So, Steve, if people looking to lose weight, can they eat more than one of those Slim bars a day? Move your mic down.
Oh. There you go. It's calories, okay? So if someone wants to lose weight, you and I know, if they consume less calories than a day than they are going to metabolize, they're going to lose weight. So the answer is you can eat more. It's just a function of calories. And I was taught, and you can tell me if I'm correct or incorrect, that generally speaking, if someone takes their body weight and multiplies by 14, that's the amount of calories they should consume a day. If they exercise a lot, they can consume a few more. If they exercise less, they can consume less. But if you take your body weight, multiply it by 14, you'll know how much you should consume on a day. So if Nugo bars are going to be 140, 150 calories of your day, then just count it as 150. If it's going, you're going to eat two of them and it's going to be 300 calories for the day, then count it as 300. But what you're going to do is get protein with it. You're going to get good ingredients, nothing artificial, and that's important. One must get off the candy bars, the fried foods, because these things also actually trigger you to want to eat more and more and more. Nugo bars will make you satisfied. They generally will digest slowly, so you have, what's that, satiety? What's the word you used before?
Satiety
for feeling full longer. These are bars that will make you feel full longer, so you won't want to consume more food, more food, more food. If you the age-old adage, drink a sugar-laden drink, and you then, after you're done drinking that sugar-laden drink, you want to eat more. Mm-hmm. So it's a horror show. This is not a sugar-laden product. This is a protein-rich product. Protein-rich products slows down your desire to eat more and more and more. You feel full.
We have listening audience today comprised of probably grandparents, aunts and uncles, cousins, young millennials that may have children. Would you recommend any of these bars that we have since spoken about to give to children as a snack?
We have a bar that we call actually the Nugo bars. We call them Nugo family bars. Letters upon letters upon letters are written to us about thank God for Nugo bars so my children will finally eat something. We have a bar called Nugo Vanilla. Everyone loves a Rice Krispie treat. No one should ever eat a Rice Krispie treat. If you ever read the ingredients in a Rice Krispie treat,
it's sugar laden.
It's worse than that. It's shame on that company for producing it. Our Nugo Vanilla bar tastes better than a Rice Krispie treat.
That's saying something, for
okay.
Sure.
Okay. So then we also have in the same category Nugo chocolate bars. They're made with real milk chocolate. Kids love them. So here you have the most delicious bars, and they're great for the snacks. In Florida, put the vanilla or the orange in the snack when it's warm, because the real milk chocolate in the lunchbox will melt because it's real.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Well, the important thing is that parents can turn to kids and offer them a treat that would be beneficial, rather than giving them cookies, donuts, crackers, or anything else that is not going to give them any benefit. They can now turn to get a Nugo bar that will satisfy the child and give them something healthy to put in their body. That's the key point. Now, what about the kids?
No, let me just add one other thing, which
sure.
is very interesting. Everyone thinks, and I'm going to talk about percentage of chocolate if you so let me do, because a lot of nutritionists tell people that they should always eat 70% real dark chocolate, 70%. 70% is slightly bitter, and it could be bitter. And the reason they tell you to eat 70% is that a molded chocolate bar is just fat and sugar. There's no protein. And we all want protein.
Right.
So what we did so that children will like it and everybody will like it, instead of doing 70%, we did 65%. It's delicious. This real dark chocolate is delicious. Kids eat it. Everybody eats it. But we have less sugar than a 70% molded chocolate bar because the real dark chocolate is only on the outside providing the delicious taste. And inside, you have protein is what you need. So this is the snack for the children. They will get their protein and think they're eating a candy bar.
So we definitely encourage the people listening to the show that have kids or grandparents that have grandchildren here in Florida, please stop in and see Steve today. He will taste test with you the great bars that are suitable for kids to eat as a great snack that will not harm them, will only give them a benefit. So please stop in today from 11 to 2. Steve also has some great literature explaining all the different Nugo bars that are available. And before we get into the next intermission, which is coming up in a few minutes, you do make bars with soy and you make bars with whey. And I know that there are people that may have irritable bowel because they can't eat whey, and there are people that have irritable bowel because they can't eat soy. So you've tried to mesh the taste testing along with what is needed for the body to function properly. And I have to give you 100% credit for that, because not many companies do that. When they make a bar, they're either going to make it with soy or they're going to make it with whey. They don't know anything else. It's a one-track mind.
We actually also do rice protein. We also do pea protein. And we actually just came out with a protein cookie that's made with pea protein, vegan, gluten-free. So some people don't want bars. They now have an alternative. They have a protein cookie.
In fact, I tasted that protein. I ate the whole thing. And it was delicious.
It's a two-serving size, though.
I know it's two servings, but I gobbled it down. It was very, very good. I had it with a cup of coffee, and it was excellent. I was surprised how good it tasted.
Thank you.
And I was most impressed with that particular cookie. And I think people that are exercising, where they go into a gym and work out, or they're taking a walk around their development where they live, or anything that keeps the body moving that burns the extra calories, if you're looking for a special treat, I would certainly recommend the cookie.
The cookie is also good for South Florida because it's not coated, so it won't melt. So take it on your bike ride. Take it wherever you want. You won't have the problem.
That's a very good point. And there are many adult seniors here that I see that do ride their bikes, that do skate,
Take it on the golf course. You'll get
there you
protein.
Go. Another avenue that people can use it for is when they go for the golf outing. And a lot of people love golf down here in Florida, without a doubt. So if we were going to sum up some of the benefits, each benefit that a bar has is multiplied by how much health is necessary for that human body. The bars that you currently produce, you have everything in mind as far as what is helpful for a specific individual. And I like the point about you brought up with diabetics. That's a major problem today with diabetics. People are facing serious blood sugar issues because they've gone over the top with the sweets, with the sugar. Sugar is a destroyer of the human body. And you've been able to correct that by producing products with the good sugar, which is the chicory
root fiber.
Chicory root fiber, which takes away from the...
It's not a sugar.
It's a sweetener.
Yeah, it's a sweetener, but it's not a sugar. So I hate to correct you, but it's not a sugar.
I appreciate you correcting me because it also helps listeners know the benefits of the fiber rather than just the plain sugar that most bars do use. So all in all, when we talk about some of these bars, you have the healthful conditions in mind when you produce them.
We have, I think, now 9 or 10 categories of bars. Different categories, all subsets for different reasons for people to use. They could get more information on NugoNutrition.com to get each of the and look and see which lifestyle, which bar fits their particular need or lifestyle. There are many. We get many letters thanking us for a particular bar and the benefits it gives.
Well, I know that we're coming up on our last intermission, but when we come back, I did want to go through the brochure on the different categories so people can understand them a little bit clearer. And I think it would be worthwhile for them to come in and see you today from 11 to 2 so they can taste test these great bars and really see how wonderful they are. And I think in a situation where blood sugar can spike, if you're eating a bar that doesn't spike your blood sugar because it has insoluble fiber.
No. Doesn't spike because it doesn't have maltitol, uses chicory root fiber.
Okay. But what about the insoluble fiber bar? Would that also?
The fiber bar, Fiber Delish, is helpful for a diabetic lifestyle, but not the same as a Nugo Slim bar because it has a fair amount of sugar in there.
Okay.
So that's a different category. Again, you need to know if your body's going to do well with it. But the Nugo Slim Bar, unbeknownst to us when we produced it, specifically is tested to see what the glycemic index is and that it's low.
All right. When we come back from this next intermission, we're going to review for our listeners' benefit the different bar categories as to how you produce them and the many benefits that will be derived from by using them. You're listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. This is Al Foreman, our very special guest, Mr. Steve Smith from the Nugo Bar Company. And Steve is available today from 11 to 2 to taste test these great bars from Nugo Nutrition. So stay tuned. We have more to come.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. 1655.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, December 29th, 2 days before the end of the year, and just a few days before we start the great year of 2018. We are running 10% off our everyday low prices on everything at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, including the Nougat bars that we're discussing this morning. My staff has asked me through customer request to continue on with the additional 10% savings for the month of January. I haven't decided yet what I would like to do. So all I'm going to say at this point is, if I decide to go ahead for the month of January and keep the 10% off, you will receive an email on Tuesday morning letting you know that the 10% off the everyday low prices will be in effect for the month of January. I have not decided, but if I do decide to do that, you'll get an email on Tuesday morning notifying you that the 10% will be in effect for the month of January. It is in effect today up until 8 o'clock, and it will be tomorrow, Saturday, up until 6 o'clock. And we do want to take the opportunity now, with New Year's coming, to wish all of our listeners, all of our friends, all of our relatives, and our families a very happy, healthy, and prosperous New Year for 2018. And I'd like to give a special thanks to Steve for spending the time with us here, giving listeners the opportunity to learn more about Nougat bars. So my thanks to you, Steve, for going out of your way to help make this a very successful show today, not only with the information, but with the taste testing that you'll be doing from 11 to 2. So my thanks to you.
Thank you for having me, and let me wish everyone a happy and healthy new year to their families and to everyone around us.
We all appreciate that for sure. And I'm looking at now I call it a little information brochure that you publish from Nougat Nutrition to Go. And it says, real dark chocolate, real delicious. And the statement says, at Nougat Nutrition, we only use top quality ingredients to make our protein bars the best tasting, healthiest options available. Our mission is to provide better snack choices that help people satisfy their nutritional needs through truly good food with genuine health benefits. Nothing artificial. Everything amazing. And if we could take a few minutes for this last segment, Steve, just to review the different categories, because you'll be taste testing all these different categories as people come in from 11 to 2 today. So I'll turn it over to you.
The first bar we ever made was the Nougat Family Bar, as we discussed before.
Right.
Perfect snack for the whole family, great for the children. The vanilla is the Rice Krispie treat. Orange is an orange smoothie. You know, children love orange smoothie. Chocolate banana. I mean, these are just great flavors. The chocolate is real milk chocolate. It has 11 grams of protein, low fat, gluten free, and it's low glycemic,
which is very important.
Right. But it's not as low glycemic as the Slim Bar, so I don't want people to get confused. Okay, the next one is the hero of our company. It's called Nougat Dark Bars. It is better than any candy bar you'll ever eat, but it's not a candy bar. It's a protein bar.
My wife will attest to that.
Okay.
She loves the mint chocolate chip.
Oh, the mint chocolate chip is the healthy Girl Scout Thin Mint cookie. So never eat a Girl Scout Thin Mint cookie. Yes, we should help the Girl Scouts, but the cookies aren't good. There's so much artificial in there. Do you know why they put all this artificial in, Al?
Well, again, it's a sweet taste.
No, it's more than that. What they did was, you and I aren't old enough to remember. The snack drivers used to come to the grocery store.
Right.
And used to have the direct delivery snack driver brought the snacks to the store. Snacks have high fat. Fat is liquid or oil, is moisture.
Right.
It naturally evaporates. It would turn stale.
Uh-huh.
So the driver would then have to come a week or two later, and he would put fresh product in and take out the stale product. Nothing wrong with it. It just turned hard because it evaporated. So what has happened is we still have these high-fat snacks. Why isn't it evaporating? Because the snack bar companies are putting in artificial, scary ingredients to stop the natural evaporation of the moisture. So they can ship it to a store, and you can leave it in your cupboard for a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're no good. Nougat bars are low fat. We don't have that much moisture. We coat them with real chocolate. They're not starting real soft.
Right.
And they're delicious. And we don't need to stop what naturally occurs in evaporation. So that's why when you go eat all these snacks, they're good forever, but they're killing you.
Without a doubt.
Okay, hydrogenated oils. And now that they're, I hope the ban on hydrogenated oils will stick, but they're putting in things, and they call it for freshness, BHT for freshness, and the B stands for butane. There's another one they're using now that's an antibiotic to try to stop the evaporation of water in a high-fat snack. It's killing America. That's why America has the scourge of diabetes, because they're eating these snacks today that have been prolonged for freshness, and the freshness is only to try to keep them soft. What I would tell the consumer to beware of, when you see a snack that's soft and can stay forever soft, you know there's something in there that's bad. You know, in the old days, we used to go to the baker and say, "Sammy, when did you bake the cake?"
Yeah.
And Sammy used to say, "Oh, only I took it out of the oven a minute ago because you didn't want to take it home because it would start to turn hard."
Right.
Okay. No one asked the baker when he baked it because there's no more bakers, because they're putting these cakes with this ingredients to keep them soft forever, and
right,
they're killing America, giving them diabetes and everything else. I'm sorry for going on that tangent.
No, that's important information for sure.
Okay, so we have Nougat Dark, which is luscious, gourmet treat, best candy bar you ever had, but not a candy bar protein. Next one is Nougat Stronger, 25 to 27 grams of protein, whey protein, because sports people generally want whey protein, mm-hmm, so we give them whey protein. One flavor, we use real dark chocolate, and we call it dark chocolate caramel. We will never label something dark chocolate unless it's real. The other three flavors have no chocolate, have no real dark chocolate coating, because most sports people take it outdoors,
right,
and they'd melt it. The next thing is Nougat Slim, which we said was the best diet and diabetic bar. Very low sugar, tested low glycemic index. Here are the nutritionals on it. They're amazing. 16 to 18 grams of protein, only 2 to 3 grams of sugar, 6 to 7 grams of fiber, 5 to 6 net carbs, gluten-free, and deliciously enrobed in real dark chocolate. Three flavors have whey protein in it, and four flavors are vegan with soy and rice protein. Then we have, if people want an organic or an organic lifestyle, we have an organic protein bar called Nougat Organic. Again, lusciously enrobed in real dark chocolate, but this is organic dark chocolate. It's vegan, and everything we have is either organic or non-GMO verified. We don't have any genetically modified ingredients in our products. Next one was Nougat Free. Free stands for people. There are so many people that have many allergies. They can't eat certain foods or many foods. The Nougat Dark Chocolate Crunch, if you are highly allergic and have many digestive problems, please come in and try the Nougat Free Dark Chocolate Crunch. It might be the savior for you. It gives you 9 grams of protein, and no dairy, come in and try it at Save-A-Lot Center. And finally, we now have a Nugo protein cookie. And for those that don't want bars, we have a cookie for you to try. It's delicious. Pea protein, 16 grams of protein in a whole cookie, no soy, vegan, and delicious.
And I do want to make mention that it does say serving for two. It's 190 calories for each serving, which gives you 380 for the whole cookie. But if you exercise, I wouldn't worry about eating it because you'll burn the calories in no time at all. And it really tastes delicious, most satisfying. And I think it would be a real treat for kids as well, but not give them the whole bag or the whole two servings. Break a serving in half and give them a little taste. But the bars are all great. Steve is here today from 11 to 2. Please feel free to stop in and get a taste testing. I want to thank you, Steve, for being with us. And I want to let the listeners know again that all the Nugo bars will be 10% off for everyday low prices today up until 8 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow is Saturday, which will be New Year's Eve. We are closing at 6 o'clock tomorrow because it is Saturday. We are closed Sunday, as we are every Sunday, and we will be closed for New Year's Day so that our staff here can enjoy the time with their family, their friends, and take advantage of some well-deserved time off, as Janet is doing. And she will be returning on Tuesday, January 2nd at 12 o'clock noon. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to give a special thanks to Mr. Steve Smith, who spent this great time with us, giving us and enlightening us on the benefits of Nugo bars. Steve, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And stay tuned. If you want to listen to the show again tomorrow, it'll be on from 10 to 11 on 1470 AM or 95.3 FM. And we wish again all of our listeners a very healthy, happy, and a very prosperous 2018. And we'll be back on the air next Friday with Janet Cimarelli. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.